This is Mary Gow from Mulled Wine Concerts, and I'm talking to Sarah Watkins in Auckland this morning, pianist Sarah Watkins. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
Very good. A bit chilly here in Waikanae, but nevertheless, here we go. So I've got this title of that you're going to do some lovely concert. I'll mention the date first up. That's on Sunday the 16th of August at 2:30 in the Paikakariki Memorial Hall. And you're going to be doing a concert with Bede Hanley, who's the principal oboe from the Auckland Philharmonic. And it's going to be a concert of pastoral, nature-themed duos and solos. Sounds absolutely lovely. Tell us a bit about it.
Yes, well, we had a great time putting together the program. It was kind of a wish list of, well, what can we do? What would we love to play? Bede and I have been actually doing some concerts with Robert Ashworth, who's the principal viola of the Auckland Philharmonia. And so we've been playing together quite a bit this year, and we thought, okay, what can we do as a duo? And Bede kind of threw a list of pieces at me, and we spotted this wonderful theme. And, you know, titles like, you know, the Nature Gardens and the Deep River Sonata and, the Calla Lilies, you know, which, so it's all very kind of, oh, and, you know, then the pastoral, the legend Pastoral by the French composer. And I thought, well, this is just going to be a gorgeous lyrical and colourful program. So that's kind of where we started. So then coming up with the order, we thought, well, maybe we should put in a couple of piano solos just to give Bede a bit of a break. He's got fantastic stamina, as you can imagine. He's a world-class oboe player.
Yes.
And but we thought, just to mix up the textures a little bit, we'll I'll offer some solo repertoire, which is always a great joy for me.
Absolutely.
And we found these beautiful Lily Boulanger three morceaux de for piano, which the first two movements are about gardens. It's like, oh, well, bingo. And then, of course, Douglas Lilburn's wonderful the three sea changes, which,
yes,
you know, I can imagine him on the coast by Paikakariki.
Yes.
You know, maybe he was even inspired by that as he wrote them. So I think it makes a really lovely connection with all the music.
Yes, he used to live just down the road from us in Ames Street, and I can just imagine him composing those lovely pieces from his little place down there, right on the beach.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So I'll feel even more inspired to play them in the venue.
Yes, yeah. So tell us a bit about yourself first. What's your background?
Sure. Well, I have, let me see, where to start? Well, I grew up in Christchurch. I then spent a good number of years, about 14 years, living in New York City.
Wow.
I attended the Juilliard School, where I did both a master's degree and a doctor of musical arts degree in collaborative piano. So lots of duos, chamber music, you know, this has always been my passion.
Yes.
Right from high school, actually, it was just, I was drawn to making music with other people. So actually coming up this weekend, I'm going to be one of the adjudicators for the National Chamber Music Contest Finals,
okay,
which are being held in Christchurch this year. So this was a competition that I did many years ago. We don't talk about how many, but I did that with Justine Cormack, who, of course, then went on to be members of NZ Trio. So,
right.
So chamber music's always been a really important part of my life.
Yes.
And so after New York, I moved to Auckland to take up a residency at the University of Auckland with my colleagues in the trio.
Right.
And we had a residency for 5 years, and then we kind of branched out on our own as NZ Trio. And of course, Justine and I have since moved on from the group, but it's going great guns. And of course, now Ashley has also left, so it's a brand new trio.
Yes.
Which, as you know, when we formed the group, we always hoped that that would happen, as when
yes.
it came time for us to move on, that it would just, it would continue existing without us, and we're all really proud of what we grew, and then what the young folk are doing with the group now. It's really wonderful.
Well, good news for our Mulled Wine Concert audience, because they've penciled in for next August. So
brilliant.
Going to meet them.
They'll love it. Yes. And they'll put together a fabulous program as they always do.
Yeah,
so,
Brilliant.
Yeah, so since then I've taken up a I'm now a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland. And I teach lots of solo students, but also chamber music. And I keep up with my playing in the Auckland Philharmonia Orchestra, which is how I met Bede.
Yes.
We play together in the orchestra and do lots of different chamber music around the country. Lovely. So that's me in a nutshell, I think.
Yes, you're a big name, certainly. Not only in the Melbourne concerts, but you know, in New Zealand you're a very well known name.
Thank you, Mary. Well, I'm really looking forward to coming back to the Mulled Wine series. It's been a few years. You can probably remember when it was than I, Mary. Yeah. When was I here last?
Oh, I always like to say it was a couple of years ago.
Yes,
a couple of years ago.
Probably with Andrew Beer, I can imagine. Maybe we did something together.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely. He's been a popular performer on your series, I know.
Sadly, moved on to Singapore now.
On to Singapore, yes. I'm sure he's having a great new chapter of his life.
Yes.
You know, sadly missed over here, but we're all just so proud of him and what he's done for New Zealand music as well as orchestral and chamber music.
Yeah, he's promising to book in with Mulvoyne concerts as well. So I imagine that you could be
I hope
shoulder
so.
Tapped by him.
That would be lovely.
And tell me a bit about Bede. Is he from New Zealand?
Originally, Bede is another Canadian, actually.
Oh,
he
right.
He's been here maybe 10 years now, I think a good 10 years.
Yep.
And he has been the principal oboe for the whole duration of his time.
Right.
His wife, Rachel, is a violinist in the orchestra.
Oh, right.
But Bede has done some wonderful work in orchestras around the world. In fact, last December, I think it was, at the very end of last year, he was performing in the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra, which is, one of the major orchestras in the world.
Yes.
And, speaks to his caliber, and he's a wonderful musician to play with, very expressive, very collegial, and I think that will it's a great opportunity for our audiences to hear the oboe in a solo context, really.
Yes.
As a duo partner, and not just there's that beautiful melody in the oboe at the back of the orchestra,
yes.
It's really a chance to put the oboe front
in
and center.
In fact, it's quite a few years since we've had an oboe in the concerts. Yes. There was a guy called Calvin, and he played beautiful from the Wellington Orchestra.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. As we said at the beginning, we've pulled together a really lovely program, which is going to showcase the poetic and lyrical aspects of the oboe and to hear Bede's beautiful musicianship. So I'm really looking forward to being a part of that.
That's lovely. So tell me a bit more detail about the program. You've sort of hinted at something.
Yeah, so we're hinting at this garden thing. Well, we won't start in the garden. We start with Camille Saint-Saëns, wonderful French composer.
Yeah.
His oboe sonata was actually one of the last pieces that he wrote. This is opus 166.
Yeah.
And then opus 167 was his clarinet sonata, which I just happened to perform last week, and then I think opus 168 was his bassoon sonata, and that was the last work that he wrote. So it really is from the final years of his life, and it's a beautiful compact, but it showcases everything. A lovely multi-movement work.
The lovely piece that you were listening to in the beginning of this interview, that in fact was a little portion of the Saint-Saëns oboe sonata.
Indeed. And then we move to America. The composer's name is Peter Schickele, and this work called Gardens was written in the late 1960s. Now, Peter Schickele, I'm not sure if you're aware of who he is, Mary. Have you heard of this composer before?
I've heard, but I don't know his music, yeah.
Right. Well, he kind of has an alter ego, and his alter ego is PDQ Bach. I don't know. Have you heard of PDQ Bart?
No, I have not.
He's kind of one, you know, the last in the generation of Johann Sebastian and CPE and, you know, all of those. So anyway, he's PDQ Bart. Yes. So he's a very humorous man, but he also writes very serious music. And I've played other pieces by him. And this is a gorgeous, you know, it's like a day in the garden. So we start in the morning, the second movement is noon, and the third movement is night. So it's just this gentle kind of unfurling of a different character piece.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we move on to Lily Boulanger's three pieces for solo piano, which is from an old garden, from a light garden, and then a little cortege.
Yes.
Lily was a beautiful musician. She lived a very short life.
Yes.
Only, you know, she died when she was only about 25, I think. She became ill. Mm-hmm. And, of course, her sister was Nadia Boulanger, who was the wonderful composer and composition teacher that everybody wanted to study with. You know, anybody who was anybody studied with Big Sister Nadia.
In fact, in Brussels, my dear friend Steve Collins from Wellington, he studied with Nadia Boulanger.
Wow, there you go. It's a lovely connection there to home as well.
Yes.
And then we finish the first half. I think it's the first half. We finish with a Canadian composer. Bede was keen to share this, Jean Coulthard. And this is Shizen, which is kind of the Japanese garden feeling. So we have wind in the pines and a meditation garden and a temple festival. So it ends quite joyfully. We'll have a little break then.
We'll have a little break, and guess what we do in our little break, Sarah?
Oh, let me think. Would there be some mulled wine there, perhaps?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to wait until after the concert for our mulled wine.
It's such
Otherwise,
a popular
we'll
thing.
Never walk back on stage because it's delicious.
Yes. I had it last Sunday for Michael Andrus. As soon as they walked into the hall, they said, oh, what a beautiful aroma of the mulled wine. So,
absolutely. Yes. Kind of cinnamony and herbs and all that goodness.
Exactly,
so, so then we'll return after our audience is suitably sated with the old wine. And we begin with Benjamin Goddard's Legend Pastorale, which is a wonderful kind of late Romantic era. So we go back in time again.
Yes.
And it's from Scotch Scenes is the work, kind of the bigger work, but it's just a very gentle, lilting melody, short movement.
Yeah.
And then
Scotch,
a delightful piece
Scottish?
Called Colour Lilies, which is from an oboe concerto by Marianne
Mosetich. Did you say Scotch? Scotch?
Oh, genes? Scotch. What did I say? Scotch Scenes.
Yes, as in Scottish.
As in Scottish,
yes, it's lovely.
Because I don't think it's like Scotch the drink.
No.
I believe it's Scotch Sings.
Yes.
So it's creating a pastoral.
Lovely,
image.
Lovely, lovely.
And then this beautiful slow movement from an oboe concerto called Colour Lilies. You know, beautiful flowers.
Yeah.
And then we bring it back to New Zealand with Douglas Lilburn's Three C Changes for solo piano.
Yeah,
a piece that I've always loved, and I've really been enjoying learning it myself. It's one of those pieces we love to share with our students because it's approachable and they paint such beautiful evocative scenes.
Yes.
So I've been loving them.
Do you recall what year they were composed?
Gosh, let me see if I have that in my notes. I don't think I do. That's terrible. I should know that, but we'll do some research and we'll make sure that everybody is well informed. I don't think I have it in my notes.
Because Douglas was resident in Pycock, I think, from about 48 to 52.
I see.
Possibly even 55.
It's possible that it could have been, written about that time.
And he wrote those lovely preludes while he was down at that little house in Pycock.
Yes. Oh, here I am. I'm looking at it looks like the first they weren't actually written as a set.
Yes.
So the first one was written in 1945.
Oh, that's
so
definitely Paikakariki. Yeah.
The second one was in 1950 and the third one not until 1972.
Okay. So definitely the first two were written in Paikakariki.
Nice connection.
Yeah, it's a very nice connection.
Yes. And then the final piece on the program is an interesting work the original composer, or the composer of the themes and the music, is Samuel Coleridge Taylor, who was an English and he was a composer of English and Sierra Leone descent, who's kind of he's born in South London.
Yes.
And then he was kind of English, a biracial composer. Okay. So the original music was written for solo piano, but then another composer, Althea Talbot Howard, transcribed it for oboe and piano. So it's a beautiful sonata with oboe solo in it and a piano solo, and it takes its inspiration or thematic material from the Negro spiritual Deep River. So it's really it's quite a special piece to share, and I can imagine it will be the first performances heard in this country. So I think that's quite nice.
Very, very, very special. Let me interrupt there, and I'll give our listeners some details about where they can purchase the tickets. So we're talking about the concert 16th of August, Sunday the 16th of August, in the Memorial Hall in Paikokariki. The tickets, as always, are $35 for adults and $15 for students, sort of under 16 years there. Online sales, the easiest way to get it is to send me an email, marygow@gmail.com, marygow@gmail.com. And then for your tickets, starting from where I am sitting at the moment, which is Waikanae. Waikanae is Genoa, the lovely, colourful shop on Mahara Place. Going south, we go to Moby Dickens Bookshop in Paraparaumu Beach. Next stop would be Finn's Hotel in Paikokariki. And finally, you'd be down at Mana, Magpie, the wonderful shop in Magpie. And I love to give Tracy a little boost here. She has the most gorgeous flowers. And I have to say, I have to admit that on the day that I found out that I had been awarded a KSM in the honours list, I popped into that shop and bought the most beautiful white flowered bouquet, so which lasted for 2 weeks, and Sarah is clapping her hands on the screen. So I just thought I'd just pop that little information, because not everybody knows that. I was very, very, very humbled to receive that honour. So there you are. You have all the shops. You have where to get the tickets. You have the date, 16th of August, 2:30 at the Memorial Hall on the Parade in Paikokariki. So, Sarah, anything else to add to this beautiful, wonderful, lovely interview and chat?
Nothing more to add other than Bede and I are really looking forward to sharing this this gorgeous program with your wonderful audience in Paikokariki, and I hope to see some familiar faces when I return and to share this music, which will be possibly quite new for many people, but yes. I can't stress how beautiful it is, all of it.
It's a lovely concert to end our series on this year. So, of course, this will be our last concert in the series, because after that, of course, I fly to Brussels for the rest of the year to enjoy musical life over there.
Very good. Well, yeah. we're even more touched to be the closing program. So we hope to see a lovely full hall, and we'll have the sea crashing by the three sea changes, and we'll hope for gorgeous weather and clear skies.
That's what we will hope for. Okay, <Yeah. laughs> I've been talking to Sarah Watkins in Auckland. She is the pianist in our next concert on 16th of August. And I'd like to finish with saying a huge thank you to Coast Access Radio here in Waikanae. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Mary. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
This program was produced at and first aired on Coast Access Radio, supported by Erirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air. Stay up to date with the latest episodes, available on accessmedia.nz.